This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Boy, we're going to have some audio for you at 8 o'clock from Eric Dickerson. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now, a lot of conspiracy going on right now. He's handling it as well as anybody could. I mean, he's being asked about the conversation. I mean, he did get asked about Dylan Gabriel's comments at halftime of the preseason game against Philadelphia. He's being asked about all these other things, and he's handling it as best he can. Here's Shador.
I don't think about anything. If it's not words or anything, you know, at this point, it can't do anything to me. You know, I know, you know, the God put the ability and the power within me to not even think about nobody else's comments, not care. It is what it is. I spoke with him. He said, nah, bro, that wasn't. He said, that wasn't. He told me on the plane. He came up. He was like, nah, bro, that wasn't at you. I see how they trying to spin. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm not tripping, regardless of whatever it was. Nobody's words or anything affects me.
I'll be quick with it because I know people got so mad that we were talking about it on Tuesday, damn it. I said, I wish you would have never said it in the first place because obviously it invites unnecessary criticism towards him, even if he had said it before or whatever. But the only person who could really fully put out the fire is Shador Sanders. And he's done a good job of trying to put out that fire. You know, going back to it, somebody asked, well, gosh, we're spending so much time talking about the fourth stringer. Because that's who Browns fans know deep down has the best chance to dig him out of this QB hole. That's you all know it. I know it. The American people know it. Of the four guys they got, where's the impassioned Kenny Pickett people? Where are the Kenny Pickett people who are so damn passionate to see Kenny Pickett? Where are the Dylan Gabriel people who are so damn passionate that they got to see Kenny Pickett? I've had more. There's definitely been passionate Joe Flacco people. The two quarterbacks. You want to power rank passion with Browns fans with their quarterbacks? It is Joe, Shador, probably Shador, then Joe. And then there's this vast, vast crevasse. And then there's the other two.
I don't even really see that much in the way of Joe Flacco fervor. It's more that the people that support Joe, they're just like, all right, that's the logical, that's the smart way to just start the season. But
it's the Tiffany quarterback.
I don't even think those people are really gearing up for a full season to Joe.
No,
I think they're
not.
Just waiting for him to pass the torch.
I think that's probably where it is, but I think a lot of people have a ton of respect for Joe with what happened in 2023, because that thing could have went right down the you-know-what, and it didn't. So I think a lot of people have respect for Joe, so they'll get passionate about Joe. Again, if you're willing to stand 2 hours in line down in Hartville for that guy's autograph, there's definitely a fan following and a passion for Joe, and rightfully so. We don't go to the playoffs very much around these parts here with this football team. And then the other guy would be Shador. The other guys, what passion are there? What passion is there? Because you know deep down, he's the best chance to get you out of this QB hole. And you guys don't want to talk about fourth-string quarterbacks? I know damn sure you don't want to sit here already on September 8th and talk about quarterbacks that are already in college football who are going to be coming out in the draft. That's what you really want to avoid. I'll talk Shador Sanders up one side, down the other, left, right, center, doesn't matter to me. I'll talk about Shador Sanders all day long. What you really don't want to sit there and talk about is, how did Cade Klubnik do? Well, I know. They played Louisville yesterday. Did anybody watch ACC football with Clemson and Louisville? Okay.
Yeah,
because
but
if you don't want to talk Shador, that's where it is.
That's going to be going on all year regardless.
That's going to be going on between us, but the fans don't want to do that. The fans want to see that guy. And I'm willing to be patient, certainly willing to be. If somebody says, well, they're proving it, that you guys want to play everybody right away. If anybody's been saying, I don't need to play anybody right away on this station in 14 years, we're almost celebrating our 14-year anniversary, it's been me. Go ahead. Let him. He's not there to rot. He's there to grow. And I don't want to look at it as a point where he's rotting. I didn't want to look at it as it's a failure of tests. It's early in this process. No matter what any conspiracy theory we want to make up, whether it's true or false, or we don't know yet. But whatever conspiracy theory we want to think of and think is true, they're looking at it going, this guy is an investment because I did see him play well. My issue is I don't know how much time we're going to really have with him because circumstance may change. And I want to get out of this hole that we've dug. And yeah, I like a good story as well. Tone, I don't know where you stand on it.
I think that it's pretty clear, though. The reason I bring up the test thing, I know you didn't love what I said about it, but what else could possibly explain why he's behind Dylan Gabriel? He must be failing. Forget about comparing him to Flacco. There must be something that he is falling short on that has him behind Gabriel.
But is it a failure? Or is it just he doesn't have the tools
injured,
yet?
They've both been injured. So it's not, you can't use injury as a reason one is ahead of the other. Everybody that has been at camp every day has said it's not even close in terms of the special throws, right? The ability, this is where the ceiling part comes in. That doesn't mean that Dylan Gabriel's like not, like he's throwing all incompletions. I know we see the numbers that people have been, you know, charting from throw to throw. I think some people have been a little unfair to Dylan Gabriel in that regard. But in the end, like if everybody is saying that Shador is the guy making the brilliant throws, those sparkle, those dazzling plays.
Mm-hmm.
Give me any other reason that Gabriel would be ahead of him other than, you know, the stuff where they sit in an auditorium and have their notebook out. Like that's the only other reason I could imagine that Shador is behind
but
Gabriel.
But I don't look at it as a failure. I don't think they are giving tests for any one of these guys to quote unquote fail. And maybe I'm picking apart your words here. But I don't look at it as a failure. I look at that they're taking both of these guys, if we're going to be fair to both these guys, and putting them in a position to grow. Well, Dylan would obviously be further along in the process. That's how they feel about it. So that's a natural order of things. Whether I think that he's got the ceiling or not, that's inconsequential.
I could understand that day one because they took one in the third round and one in the fifth round. But Shador hasn't been able to jump over that.
Really, how many chances have they given either guy to go over? I mean, they've given Dylan Gabriel chances. They gave very few chances to Shador Sanders. That's based on trust coming in.
So why has Shador not earned the ability to, you know, change that perception?
Probably because of his knowledge of the offense.
So he is. So he's failing that test.
But I don't think it's a test to fail. He might just be further away from knowing the offense than what Dylan Gabriel is. Is that not so hard to comprehend?
It is. It actually is really hard for me
to comprehend. I don't understand how that's hard to comprehend. Owen's got his head in his face. What did I? Did I? Oh, you're thinking of something else. I'm sorry. I thought you were reacting to what I just thought of there. Go ahead.
I don't understand because, you know, understanding and knowing the playbook, I haven't heard the Browns say anything in regards to Shador is behind on any of that stuff. At least that we would understand.
Well, they would never say that he's behind on any of that
stuff.
Well,
I think they're kind of, but aren't they by just the way they're acting.
Exactly, but they're not going to say that. But again, if he starts out further behind, then obviously, if we're talking about the smarts in the offense, Dylan ain't stupid. No one's calling Dylan Gabriel stupid. So if he starts off ahead, then he's probably going to be further ahead than what Shador Sanders is. Well, it's not, they're looking at winning football games. Dylan Gabriel right now is more, to them, is more equipped to help them win a football game because they trust him with the offense more. Now, I can sit here and scream ceiling all I want, but if I can't trust him to go out there on the field, then he ain't going to have a chance to reach that ceiling. So I get where Kevin is saying, or thinking, allegedly, that Dylan Gabriel would be further ahead in the offense. I'm just talking about a fan and their time and like, hey, let's go see the other guy. He might not be ready to do it, and they might just spike his career right then and there. So I can understand waiting there. But you asked me, I don't think it's a test to fail. 216-474-0092. Scott in Pennsylvania, you're first up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning. Hey, love the show. Love you guys' insights. So I got a question for you real quick.
All right.
I believe we found our guy, and I really don't want this to happen. But what are your thoughts on play him or trade him with Shadour?
I think that if they traded him, I think he'd probably be in the same situation somewhere else right now. I think what they're doing, they're trying to bring him along the right way. I know we're getting antsy, but I think that's the exact type of fan that I'm talking about right there, Anthony. Scott in Pennsylvania feels like his time may very well be wasted this year, and he don't want to waste any time. So he wants to see him. Or, you know what? If you're not going to play him, then go ahead and trade him and let's get a pick and let's get ready for the guy next year. I think that that's what a guy's thinking there. If you like Shadour Sanders that much and you think, well, then if you guys aren't going to work with him, you want him traded. I'm putting words in Scott's mouth here, but you probably don't have a lot of faith in the current regime. You're ready to move on from this current regime. You get your pick. We'll get our quarterback next year. And then there'll be no argument about it because he'll be a high pick and they'll be ready to play him as soon as possible.
But that's the thing. I would trade Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett before I trade Shadour.
Hell yeah. Because you know the ceiling, or you believe that there's a higher ceiling. You don't know the ceiling. None of us do. But you believe that there's a higher ceiling there. But I can understand the circumstances of wanting to put Dylan Gabriel out there before Shadour. I think there's a difference in over Shadour instead of before Shadour. Rob in Medina, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Rob.
Hey, so I have a scenario for you.
Okay.
Let's say on Saturday, Shadour and Dylan Gabriel both go out there, look competent, look good. We go through the season. Joe Flacco takes us to 10-7 and a playoff berth. AP quarterbacks in every game.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, the quarterback class is as good as we think it is. What are we going to do then?
Probably trade both picks and go get a quarterback.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Have a great day, guys.
Rob, thank you very much. I mean, you might not like that answer. Lima, do you disagree?
I just think that hypothetical is probably the most unrealistic of all the hypotheticals.
What, Joe Flacco, they go 10-7?
Joe Flacco, based on what I saw last year out of Joe, too. Playing the whole season on this team, taking them to the playoffs, like that's fun, man. We would have so much fun doing it. I find it very hard to even muster that in my mind.
Andrew Marchand, New York Post now, right? Is it New York Post? No, Athletic?
The Athletic.
Okay. I used to listen to his podcast with John Allrand, and then, you know, they went their separate ways, and then that was it. But you got some news over there for Guardians fans that they might be interested in here.
Yeah, at least it gives us a little more, I don't know if optimism is the right term, but at least it's clarifying where the future of this is going, because this year was a bottoming out of the baseball rights situation for some local teams, and the Guardians just, they're on the outside looking in while all these other teams are getting huge money for their local TV deal. The Guardians are not, but in this report, it does say the Rockies, Diamondbacks, Padres, Twins, and Guardians could be a part of this new ESPN MLB broadcasting deal. Now, they're talking a lot about the out-of-market rights, but what's important here is the in-market rights. It says under the agreement, ESPN will also acquire the in-market rights for those teams I mentioned. ESPN would also have the exclusive weekly game similar to Sunday Night Baseball, depending on the night of the week, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it goes to say that there is an ESPN subscription service. I know a lot of people found that out yesterday. If you logged on to your ESPN app or if you went on your smart TV, it was plastered everywhere to sign up for. It scratched out $35.99 a month and wrote $29.99 a month so that you could have this new deal. And that would include what? Disney, ESPN, I think Hulu. I'm not sure, but it was very confusing yesterday because people are like, well, wait a second. What if I already have this? What if I don't have this? What am I going to be getting with this? And it's still early in the process for next year's baseball. And I've reached out to the Guardians. They said it's very early. They're in very early discussions about all of this. But there is, seems like a very good chance that you are going to have to subscribe to this ESPN digital streaming platform to be able to get the Guardians next year. The question is, how much more will you have to pay? And what if you have cable already? And if you have cable already, might there be an add-on where you still might have to subscribe to this? It's still early. We don't know. But there's a very good likelihood, a very high likelihood, that you're going to have to go through this app next year to get Guardians Baseball.
All of it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they have Guardians TV right now.
Yeah, that was always going to be almost on an interim basis because they were making sure that they would be able to get the games out, distribute the games out to people in general. Because it was very late in the process. When did we find out that was going to be the
thing? We knew about Guardians TV for a little while, but we didn't know about how, if you subscribe to cable, how you were going to see the games. And that was day of opening day. Yeah. We had the channel on, and then all of a sudden, imaging came on, and that was day of.
I remember I turned it on, it wasn't there, and I clicked off and clicked back on, and then it was there.
Well,
it's almost like unplugging a computer.
I bought the app, the $99 for the year app, and it's great. And I love the accessibility and all that. It does suck if you're trying to watch other games. Sometimes you don't get them. And remember, there were a lot of hiccups the first game, and even the first week there were a few, but the game didn't get on the app until like the third inning or something like that. But that was one game, right? They've played 100 and however many so far.
So this is
the app was great. This seems like a big pain compared
to what
that was.
This could be a step back. So yes. Here's what I wonder. Do people care more, if you're a Guardians fan, especially a diehard, do you care more about the accessibility of the games, which is a big deal, got to want to watch the games, or knowing how the owner operates and the economics of the team, do you care more about what the distribution fees are, what the rights fees are, meaning how much money the team is going to get
In return for the rights? If you're a big Guardians fan, do you believe that money that seems to be charging you more now is going to go into the payroll of the actual baseball
team? So yeah, that's why I asked, because this year they slashed payroll and everybody wondered, why did they slash payroll? And I tried to explain to everybody, well, it's because they lost $50 million.
Yeah, it just depends on whether or not they believed you or not.
So now, if next year, if they get $50 million, and they turn it over, they immediately dump it right back into the ball club, which they say they always do. They say every time. And you can look when MLB sold BAMTech or whatever, and they distributed the money to every team in the bigs, the Guardians immediately spent it on players. They can show you on payroll. When they sold Sports Time Ohio, right? When they sold that, they turned it right into payroll. Unfortunately, it was Swisher and Bourne. So the players weren't exactly who you wanted them to get. If that's the case and they get, let's say, I don't know, $50 million seems optimistic, but let's say they get $50 million back based on this deal with ESPN and they dump it back into the ball club. Will you be happy even if it's kind of a pain in the neck to get the teams, to get the games?
Yes. Happy? It still comes back to the same argument you've always had. It's a circular argument that always ends in the same place about the ownership, and that people just say sell the team if you can't afford it. Just letting you know.
Yeah,
now.
But I'm forget about any of that. If they use that money to sign Stephen Kwan, boom.
I don't think people will be happy with that because it doesn't look like it's an addition to what we currently have. It's just a keeping Kwan around.
Fair, but I would disagree with those people.
Yeah, I do too. I personally would be happy. I don't think the general fan base will be happy enough with that.
Are they going to stop? Is the general fan base going to stop going to games? Not just talk about stop going to games. Attendance has been up. Yeah, we're hemming and we're hawing here. All of us.
No, I don't think they will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I still don't think people go solely for the product on the field. I've been to enough game. I'm at like 30 something games this year already. The people that I talk to out in the outfield and up in the new Terrace Club area, like they aren't there just to watch guys swing bats at balls. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into it, and I don't think that changes.
So they'll still go.
Yeah, I think okay. You're still going to draw 20,000. Yeah.
All right. Then. I mean, look at what they drew this year. Man, all summer long, they've been drawing, have they not?
Yes.
And that's even with all the angst, the 10-game losing streak, they've still drawn. Now, if you're curious, the special offer, like right now, what the app is, I know it's going to sound like commercial. I'm just giving people information so they understand. Like for $29.99, you get Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Unlimited bundle with add-ons, Disney Plus and Hulu. That's $29.99 a month for 12 months.
So they had that similar product with ESPN Plus, right? And I don't know what the differences are between these two, but personally, I dropped ESPN from that rotation because you could add HBO into it, and HBO was giving me more. Plus, I was getting TNT Sports with that. Do I have to continuously keep switching back and forth?
So I dropped. Oh,
that's
a
ton of stuff.
I dropped it last year because the cost went up, right. Went well up. I dropped it, and those are where the games that I broadcast are on. Those MAC games that I like, right. and believe me, there are. I know exactly who watches the Mid-American Conference football games that I broadcast.
It's Ken. Me
and I had to cut. I cut ties. Now I just saw as we were talking about this.
So wait a minute, I'm paying to watch you, and you're not even paying to watch you?
Paying to live it, brother.
It just didn't make sense for me. Now, as we were talking about this on TV, I just saw Apple is going from $9.99 to $12.99. So this is just going to be a never-ending. The rest of our lives, we are just going to be paying way more for all the stuff we used to get.
To stop dealing with the overinflation of it, and now we're back into overinflation.
You understand this is all going to go right back to the same place, though. Somebody's going to buy. There's going to be two, three companies that buy all of it, and all of a sudden you're going to go channel one, channel two, channel three, channel four, and then that's probably it. And it's going to be on one platform where there's going to be four things of what you can do, and then there'll be offshoots of that.
And I'm okay with that as long as it doesn't affect the team that I cheer for, but apparently it's going to affect the team that I cheer for, and I have a problem with that.
Well, if they get an extra $50 million out of it and they're going to dump it back into the payroll like he says, how could you have a problem with it? Hey, I'm asking here.
You can't guarantee me that's going to happen other than Lima's told me they've done it traditionally in the past.
Lima's got two good examples of it. Two good examples.
Well, I hope to hell it happens for a third time.
Well, but if I'm getting $50 million a year for the next how many years, if I can get a deal going on this sort of thing. But the problem is, I don't know how good that deal is going to be because this stuff seems to change every other year. I didn't know that Guardians TV, I got to tell you, I didn't know Guardians TV was going to be just a one-year stopgap for crying out loud. Hell, I had to go, Sizzlo over there, I had to get him all set up so his mom could watch the games because she didn't know how to set the damn thing up. Now, I don't know how to take him through ESPN Plus and all the other stuff there. Now, that's one older lady to watch the Guardians. I don't think their fan base is just elderly women watching on TV, but you're kind of it's making it a little bit more difficult to find the product for the short term. If you sign a deal here, it's got to be long term because people got to be able to figure it out how to go find it and then find it every day. There's got to be easy use. You can put different ways in there, but there's got to be easy use. That's all there is to it. And I'm bothered by it, but if it means more money for the ball club and people want to see it, then people will eventually go see it. What's the negative aspect of it that I can think of off the top of my head, other than more money for the team? If it's more money for the team, I don't know if it's going to be $50 million a year for them, but maybe it will be a nice amount of money. Then if it's more money for them, then fine. Go right on ahead and do it.
Anthony, are you telling me to put my trust into the Guardians right now that if they...
When they
make this change, because it's happening, right? There is no if. When they make this change, if they get an influx of cash, they will put that into the payroll.
Let me answer that. Can I answer it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want Anthony to answer it first.
Yeah, I think they will.
You, but I think they will.
It's never going to be what people want it to be. But if they get $50 million, I think they'll spend $50 million. I think that's always how they've operated.
Okay.
While I've had my problems with Paul Dolan in the past, certainly... I've never accused him of being an irresponsible owner. He's been a responsible owner. I think they would handle it responsibly, meaning that if Lima is furnishing these examples of them spending money on their payroll every time that they got an influx of cash, which I'm not saying that Lima wouldn't just go on and lie on the air, then okay. Yeah, I would trust them then. I could trust them to be a responsible franchise and do it. They're still going to make their profit, but... I don't think they're just going to sit there and do what the Pirates have been accused of doing or the Marlins have been accused of doing. I've never accused the Guardians of doing that.
All right. Kay. We will. I'll have this on file, and we'll see you in March. See what happens with it.
Boy, that's a hell of a lot. You got people saying that they want the Browns to lose?
Not
on Saturday. I mean altogether.
Yes. Yes, and it's actually more than I thought it would be because basically, look, we all understand the reality, like, unless they get rid of one of the quarterbacks ahead, and who knows if they're going to keep all four or what. We've heard and seen different things. He's fourth on the depth chart right now, Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
The only way to see Shedeur Sanders sooner rather than later is for what?
Them to lose.
The quarterback play to be bad, and if the quarterback play is bad, then they're going to lose games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So given that reality, how many people are out there saying, yeah, openly, I want my favorite team to lose games?
People who weren't Browns fans until the last weekend of April? Till that Saturday afternoon?
I'm seeing some people that are Browns fans.
Come on.
And they are saying that losing either gets us Shedeur Sanders quicker or it gets us the best quarterback next year in the draft.
I don't know. Go look at the Jaguars and how successful they've really been by doing this. Go look at our previous history, how successful we've been by doing this. By the way, if we get the quarterback at number one, who says we're capable of keeping the guy? I don't know. We've made a big mistake before, haven't we? Haven't we? Because first off, let's go. The guy that everybody misses, he ain't even the best draft. He ain't the best quarterback in that class. He ain't the best quarterback in that class. Not by a long shot. Josh Allen every day over him. So who says you're going to get it right? I mean, Jacksonville right now, they're saying it's a put-up or shut-up year. Who was it earlier this week that said they could very well see Jacksonville drafting a quarterback this coming year with the money they've already spent on Trevor Lawrence and still owe him that if they were to fall apart, they could see a quarterback being taken this year? Now, I think that that's crazy considering they gave their pick to us, but either way, that's what people – they say that stuff on First Take. They say that stuff on ESPN. Oh, they'll trade the farm next year. They'll get back into the first round, and they'll go after a guy if Trevor Lawrence can't get it because they're crazy franchise. How many times does this work? I don't think Washington was tanking to go take Jaden Daniels. They just weren't good. There's been plenty of teams who you want to tank it out for some of these guys.
Sure, but were their fans rooting for them to win games that year, at the end of the year, the last eight games of the year?
No, because they were probably sick and tired of what was going on with that franchise, and they were ready to move on with the people who were in charge,
and now
which does sound pretty familiar.
And now the entire operation changed because they lost enough games to get Jaden Daniels.
And they got the right guy, but I don't think they did that on purpose. Or they set out like a franchise from top down.
We always talk about tanking. I'm talking about the fans rooting for the team. Forget it. The players are not going to lose on purpose. We know that.
I know. It goes without saying. I'm not even trying to split those hairs.
But what we're talking about is the fan sentiment. The more wins that Flacco gets you, you're not going to see Shador. My God, there's no chance. He's fourth on the depth chart. You have no chance to see Shador. But then again, you also are going to kick yourself right out of getting, you know, the top.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Up or the second best quarterback next year.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, ahead of their preseason finale this Saturday afternoon against the Los Angeles Rams, the Cleveland Browns making it official their quarterback listing for Saturday, starting Joe Flacco for the contest alongside Dylan Gabriel and then Shador Sanders on the Saturday depth chart. Shador Sanders is one of the quarterbacks that spoke yesterday at Browns camp and talked about the fight to be the backup this season. Amongst all the talk that's been had, he's just focusing on his game.
Honestly, bro, I really don't look into that. I don't care. Whenever it's time for me to get out there and play, I'm going to play. Whenever it's time for the lights to come on, I'm going to do my thing. I'm not concerned about when it is. I'm not concerned about how many reps I'm getting at this point. It is what it is, because I know when the lights come on, when everything go on, when the pressure's on, you know who I am.
It's getting really hard for me not to like him more and more, just his refreshingly blunt approach to some of these preseason pressers.
You know, he has not been, for all the people on the networks that try to argue for him and how much he has a problem with the Browns organization, he's never complained. He's never had anything to say. And when have we ever accused a Sanders, a member of that family, of being like soft-spoken or you know, hard to reach. Like, if he had an issue, I think we probably would hear about it.
There's a lot of people around him, including ourselves, that have strong opinions about him, media-wise. And I think that that's part of the reason why some people have pulled against him. But he hasn't said anything that's been incendiary here over the last several months since he was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. One of these things we're probably going to get to at 8 o'clock with what a Hall of Famer, an all-time great, had to say against the NFL and what they did, and when it came to Shedeur Sanders. But he's handled it very well. Nobody, there's been no fear of throwing any teammates under the bus or anything like that. He's done a fine job.
Now, going from the quarterbacks to the wide receiver room, not only will we see guys like Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel on the field this Saturday, but according to head coach Kevin Stefanski yesterday, we may be seeing one of the new additions of the Cleveland Browns here coming up in just under 24 hours.
Is Isaiah Bond done enough that you're going to be able to look at him Saturday?
He should be able to play Saturday as well, yes.
Well, I think mentally he's very, very sharp, and we knew that, so he picked up everything very quickly. Now, he's not going to play a game on Saturday, but I do think it's appropriate, safe, all those things. I think he's ready to play a little bit on Saturday.
That game being over 24 hours from now, but Bond has only been in three practices so far for the Browns. Obviously, he's been working out in the offseason, but are you surprised he's getting some preseason action?
Wait a minute, does he say... I'm confused by the statement. He said he's not going. Is he not going to play in the game? But he could play in the game there by that clip.
I don't understand it. Play it again.
Play it again. Can you play it again?
I can get the clips up here in just a moment.
It's going to take a minute here. Here we go.
The first clip was him being asked if Isaiah Bond would be ready to play by Saturday, and this is the first clip.
Is Isaiah Bond done enough that you're going to be able to look at him Saturday?
He should be able to play Saturday as well. Yes.
And this is the second clip.
Well, I think mentally he's very, very sharp, and we knew that, so he picked up everything very quickly. Now, he's not going to play a game on Saturday, but I do think it's appropriate, safe, all those things. I think he's ready to play a little bit on Saturday.
I'm saying a full game is what he meant?
A game is in like an entirety of a game, okay. Yes, that's what it was.
So he can get some reps.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I mean,
I am a little bit surprised. It's only been a couple of days. I would feel that they would probably have, they would have held out other guys, but we'll see where he goes. Well,
Just in relation to how they've made it seem like they have been on him forever. They would have drafted him had he not have had the legal issues.
That's
or if the legal
what
issues
he made it seem like. Yeah.
Or if the legal issues would have come to an earlier conclusion, they would have pounced on him earlier. So obviously they've been really high on him. It is interesting because it's not like he had a bunch of offers coming in from other teams. So kind of also tells you where the Browns are at wide receiver.
Well, you can just tell him, hey, he runs what, a 4-3 something? Go run a go route. And just keep running a go route. Doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. You're in a go route, we'll throw you a deep one.
Basically, yeah.
Staying with the Browns here, some news coming in from Brook Park last night. And there was some talk this week about the issue with the smokestacks over near the Browns Brook Park land. The issues with ODOT and the FAA. Well, this is Brook Park Mayor Ed Orcutt, who we've had on the show previously via WKYC Channel 3, talking about the Dome Stadium not being a threat to potential air traffic as previously proposed.
The Haslam Sports Group and the developers that own that land are going to continue to work hard as they have done for the past couple of years on this project, and I'm feeling very confident that we'll be able to prove that this is not a hazard. In fact, it's public record. You can go and look to see that there has been determinations of no hazard from the FAA.
Now, this comes on the heels of the Brook Park City Council approving the rezoning of land meant for the Dome Stadium and the mixed-use development. Browns officials, according to reports, also say they plan to meet with ODOT to see what can be worked out.
Lima was throwing around some strong stuff yesterday. Are you going to get strong again? Coming in hot, it's 9:45.
Yeah, I think this will get worked out. Obviously, I'm a little surprised that the ODOT part of this, the Browns didn't have a firm understanding. This had a chance to be rejected ahead of time because they've done their due diligence. They brought in the top consultants. They've hired the people that were involved in the Minnesota stadium situation. So I am a little surprised that there was one stone left unturned, but I think they will be able to get that turned.
What was the stone? Did the stone need to be unturned by the people who wrote the letters to ask ODOT, like, hey, are you sure? That was my question of it.
Yeah, but in the end, it's ODOT. ODOT, you know, a lot of the institutions in this state, we know anybody that's in Ohio that follows politics, like they know which way state politics and institutions swing, and the Haslams have had, you know, a lot of those individuals vote with them. So it's a little surprising that this time they voted against them. So I'm sure this will get taken care of, is what I'm saying.
Has the mayor of Brook Park ever told a joke or laughed at a joke?
Oh, he'll be laughing when he has one of those lush suites in the brand new dome. Are you kidding me? What a spot. What a great spot to be in. Can you imagine the perks? Has anybody asked him, is he getting season tickets?
I don't know. I've never seen him smile.
There's no way the mayor of Brook Park has to pay for season tickets.
Well, aren't they trying to pass some legislation against that? That politicians aren't going to be getting free tickets anymore?
Something tells me he's going to already be grandfathered.
If you saw
in
the video of him last night, he had a nice double Windsor, which I haven't seen before.
He tied a good tie. He's got that Michael Irvin tie. Did he have
foam fingers in the background? Does he have the pom-poms?
He painted his face. It was half brown and half orange.
I think he's all business. I don't even know if the guy roots for sports or roots for the Browns in general. I think he's all business. We had him on the show.
He roots to kick some ass.
We had that guy on the show twice, and I felt like the guy at the gas station in No Country for Old Men. I was like, this guy don't laugh at nothing. A little bit.
I was going to say, Owen was right. Ohio bill would ban lawmakers from accepting free professional sports tickets. That is a headline from Fox 8 just a few days ago. It literally references the Cleveland Browns Stadium proposal in the opening paragraph of this. So that could be a very weird situation
here.
That
will keep me from ever running for office.
That's going to be the reason?
Yeah. Well, other than that, I don't, you know.
How many skeletons are in the Ken Carmen closet that would get unearthed by a political campaign?
I just love this as such a political move, because you saw who proposed this. This was the Ohio Dems, because they're getting thrown around. I mean, they have no power in the state whatsoever. So they want to propose this to get all the Republicans on record as to say whether or not they're okay with accepting the freebies. Meanwhile, let's look at the stock portfolios of all of these. Let's look at how they're cashing in and see where they're at before we worry about sports tickets.
Spicy tone. Listen to you. I think that's a commentary that a lot of people didn't think you'd have in you.
Once again, coming in hot at 9:45. That's it for About Last Night.
Sensational.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.